blaue weiße Farben von unserer ehrlichen Himmeln.
Good evening, you are listening to Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Nolan, and I am very grateful, as always, to be broadcasting this evening from the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam people. That last song that you just heard to open our radio hour was entitled A City of Slaughter by Exiliahu from his new project, Why Have You Stolen the Blue and White Colors from Our Honest Sky? And we're going to be playing a lot of different pieces from this record. And we have in the studio today Exiliahu, a friend of mine who I've been looking forward to having on the show for a while. He's a multimedia artist, musician, and activist based here in Vancouver. And we're just going to be talking about this album and the meaning behind this record and the history. So, we're gonna get into it. Thanks for being here,
yeah,
mate.
Shalom Aleichem, peace be upon you.
It's good to... I'm really excited that you wanted to come share about this album. And, you know, something that's very close to your heart. And it's all the proceeds from this album, by the way, that you can find on Bandcamp are going to support fundraisers for your friend's family evacuating from Gaza. There's so much to this album that I wanna get into. So First of all, you made this project was part of a one song a day for a month project. Was that of last year?
Yeah, so this album is a compilation of three rounds of making a song every day for a month. So in July and January of every year, there's this amazing online community called Song A Day for a Month, or SADFAM, that I think it seems to be mostly based out of California, but it's a bunch of people making, you know, statistically impossibly great music every single day. You know, sometimes they're 15-second songs, sometimes they're 10 minutes, multi-genre, really incredible community. Any songwriters, I really highly suggest joining. For July will be coming up. So this album is 18 songs that I pulled from 2 months of that project. Mm-hmm. All of these songs relate to Gaza and Palestine in some way, and to anti-Zionism. And most of the tracks are in Yiddish. One is in Ladino. Two of them are in English that were written by me. And the rest are, you know, based on this poetry and protest music that was written in the late 19th century, early 20th century, in the Pale of Settlement, in Germany, in Poland, Russia, Lithuania, by, you know, young anti-Zionist, anarchist, socialist Jews that were fighting for co-liberation.
Because this was a time when that ideology was really starting to gain traction, gain momentum, the migration to Jerusalem. So that was kind of the countervailing force that was happening in diasporic.
Very true. Yeah, very true. So like as Zionism was bubbling up as this idea, you know, this antidote to the very real problem then and now of anti-Semitism, Zionists were trying to mitigate that with their idea that we should all flee and sequester ourselves to a small nation state. That they said was empty, and which we know was not empty. And, you know, the Bund was a Jewish organization, a labor organization, that was very expressly against that idea of sequestering ourselves. Their antidote to the very real problem of anti-Semitism lies in the word Deutschkeit. So we live where we are, and we build coalitions with not just Jewish people, obviously, but with other working class people to lift each other up out of oppression and towards collective liberation, which to me sounds a lot more possible than the false, you know, this impossible idea that we'll free ourselves by committing genocide.
Yeah. It's kind of this fantasy that has been ingrained in many, many people today. So, so a lot of these poets, their lyrics, you've taken them and added translations and added music over them. Were they part of the Bund, or were they were kind of just many of them? How did you stumble across and like learn about these this kind of lineage of poets?
Yeah, none of them are my translations. I've been learning Yiddish for 1 year. And so these are all pieces, excerpts from poems that I found just on the internet, various translators. I think on the lyric notes, you can see the name of the poet that wrote the lyrics for each track and sometimes the translator. I think if you go to the track page. But that one was by Moishe Tate, I believe his name is.
Okay. A city of slaughter, yeah.
Yeah, and so, as it said in the track itself, the translation is, "Woe to the holy home, a city of slaughter. Woe to the holy resting places, a bloody sacrificial altar. No one has anointed you. You are uninvited guests. Why have you stolen the blue and white colors from our honest sky?"
Wow. So, and this was poetry from the beginning of the 20th century,
or late 19th century? This was published in a magazine, a Jewish anarchistic magazine called Morgen Freiheit, that was coming out of New York in the early 1900s.
Okay, wow, beautiful. And then that's obviously where the the album gets its name from, those lyrics there.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I'd like to play some more of this music so we can just get more into the feelings of what this album is about. This next track is called Divant Bawol, and then after we'll be playing Das Ist Nit Git by Exeliahu, available now on Bandcamp.
Das ist nicht gut. seht in sich geboren, in sehr
serving emperors is no good, brothers and sisters.
All the tins echabuden in inzer blit,
because they bathe themselves in our blood.
Oy vushe valenia timbride.
What are we gonna do, brothers?
Dem rodner di stifel a chishin and schweste.
Polish the officer's boots, sister.
Valer tits echabuden in inzer blit.
Polishing the officer's boots is no good, because he bathes himself in our blood.
Ciao, ciao, bella ciao, ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao. ciao, ciao, ciao. Bella ciao, 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 ciao. Dann ist Jonas Kinderlein, Boy in Marika,
Boy in Marika.
Durch die Gassen gehen,
durch die Gassen gehen,
arbeitet ja.
You are listening to Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9 FM. Those last three tracks were from a new album by Ixiliyahu, Why Have You Stolen the Blue and White Colors from Our Honest Sky. The first one you heard was called Divant, The Wall. Following that was Das ist nicht geht, and then Bella Barrikaden. And I have here Ixiliyahu, the artist who made all these tracks. Obviously there's some really heavy emotions these are bringing up. The whole album is resistance music against the empire, against the Zionist project, against the slaughter. And with each of these songs that you have here, there's lyrics accompanying them on Bandcamp. Mm. Do you want to talk a bit about like some of those? Because this is all in Yiddish,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering if you want to develop on that.
Yeah, this last one that was played, Bella Barrikaden, it's kind of a trollent. A trollent is like a stew that's made of basically whatever's left over in the fridge on Shabbos on Friday. So
okay.
This is a bunch of anti-Zionist, anti-imperialist songs and chants that were thrown into one stew. One of the, it opens with lyrics from a song called In Alle Gassen, In Every Street. It says, hey, hey, Deloy Polizei. I can't translate that on the radio, but F the police and down with the ruling class, essentially.
Yeah.
And it goes into then a song by a Vilna poet named Shmerke, I can't pronounce the last name,
yeah.
Called Barrikaden. And it says, fathers, mothers, and little children are building barricades. Patrolling the streets are the worker brigades. Father has left the house early for the factory. He will not come home tonight. The children know well that their father will not come, for today father is busy in the street with his rifle.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
So these are different from different parts of the world, bringing mm-hmm. together like this protest music that you kind of assembled into one
mm-hmm.
one track.
Yeah.
And then you were just telling me that Bella Ciao mm-hmm. is a Italian...
Yeah,
anti-fascist.
Yeah. I picked this up from an incredible anti-Zionist Yiddish band called Brivola, who just came and played recently, and they introduced me to this Italian anti-fascist anthem against Mussolini, I believe, Bella Ciao, and so I think this has been kind of co-opted by the entire. Protesting, resisting world.
Right, because mm-hmm. there's always the common threads mm-hmm. of like the oppression.
Very much so.
Beautiful. So all of these tracks from this record, or almost all of them, are in Yiddish. Can you talk to us about like the importance of Yiddish to this music instead of, and you know, in parallel Hebrew? What do these languages mean to Judaism and to you and to this music you're making?
Yeah. So for thousands of years after the exile in Jerusalem, after the Second Temple was destroyed, Hebrew was a dead language. And by that I mean it was a very alive language in the spirit. So it was kind of strictly a spiritual language, a language of Torah, of learning, of God, basically. And Yiddish, Ladino, Judeo-Arabic, Judeo-Tajik, all of these different diasporic languages were sort of built by Jews living in these communities across the world in diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
These incredibly vibrant and rich cultures cultures that the history of which has been, has, you know, the Zionist project has attempted to destroy these vibrant communities. Languages, Yiddish was banned for many of the first years of of the birth of the State of Israel. You know, they one of the fundamental missions of Zionism was to resurrect Hebrew as a non-sacred language, as an everyday language, and it was done by one man. So, you know, Yiddish was stamped out and kind of became a language of resistance against Zionism and a language of the celebration of diaspora, which I think is really important. You know, like, we are celebrating a long and ancient rich culture, as well as decrying the very recent birth of a terribly flawed ideology and its project.
Right. Because, and even like on a linguistic level, it is symbolic of the diaspora, right? Like Yiddish is a Germanic language, that's right.
And, yeah, and there's, you know, five or six different languages folded into this one language. It's another cholent, another stew of all these different things. Yeah, so I've been learning Yiddish for only a year now at the Peretz Center. It's a center for Jewish cultural revival. It's down in somewhere, and I can't remember what the streets are, but it's down there, and it's really an amazing place.
Yeah,
it's a big hub of Jewish cultural celebration.
What was it called? Sorry, can you
it's
spell
the Peretz Center? Peretz.
Okay, Peretz. In case anyone is interested in, because you were just telling me there was a beautiful event that you attended there recently.
Yeah, it was last night. And they're on tour still. So this is the Magid Ensemble. They came with a cranky, this long paper-cut scroll, which they're cranking, along with beautiful music and a beautiful story. So I think they're going to be in Washington today and tomorrow and going back down the coast. I highly suggest anybody go see the Magid Ensemble, and the story is called Shterna and the Lost Voice. Absolutely amazing. 100% the most beautiful thing I've seen.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And that's, I mean, I want to just quickly mention that you also have a kind of, in your visual artwork, your kind of paper cutting style, is that kind of inspired by or related to those traditions?
Very much Jewish
traditions?
Very much so. So Paperschnitt or paper cutting is, you know, if there is a Jewish visual art medium, it's paper cutting. It's done by all diasporic groups. I think the earliest mention of Jewish paper cutting is from 14-something, 1417 or something like that. There's a short tractate by a rabbi that is jokingly called the war between pen and scissors or something like that. And it kind of tells this mythological origin story of why Jewish paper cutting is practiced. So it's become a big part of my visual art practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And are you selling any of that stuff now?
Shows will be coming up. Art shows will be coming up. I go under the name Inkydew, Inkydew, for the visual art aspect of my multi-undisciplinarianism.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Beautiful.
So you can, if you're interested in that tradition, you can find me there.
And lots of other different mediums that you explore with. Yeah, so that's Inkydew on Instagram if you feel inclined to check out. If you're just joining us, we're discussing the album of Exiliahu called Why Have You Stolen the Blue and White Colors from Our Honest Sky? And that's available on Bandcamp. And all proceeds of this album are going to fundraisers to evacuate families from Gaza. So if you're enjoying this music, that we're going to play some more of it soon, but it's a really good cause. It's really amazing music. You can just check it out on bandcamp.com under Exiliahu, Exiliahu. We're going to go to a short break, and then we'll be back with some music from the album. Thank you.
Welcome. Anin Sukokin.
Do Tansi. Ichuao. Iswayao.
Sahlo, sahlo.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tai, tai, tan.
You were invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm. Or visit the Spicesisim Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Shalom Aleichem, Alamin. Peace be upon you all. Released in commemoration of Nakba Day, I am humbled to share the debut album from Exiliahu, titled Why Have You Stolen the Blue and White Colors from Our Honest Sky? It is a compilation of songs, each written and recorded in one day, with lyrics drawn primarily from the Yiddish anti-Zionist and anti-imperialist poets of the late 19th century. All proceeds from the album will go directly to my friends from Gaza, fundraising to evacuate their families. To hear it, please visit exiliahu.bandcamp.com. That's Exiliahu. Thank you for listening. Und befreit Palästina, oi mein.
Oi nasche Zinnissen, mit eier narischen Seichel. Ihr merkt auch keinen zum dem Arbeiter und lernen bei ihm ein Seichel. Ihr merkt auch keinen zum dem Arbeiter und lernen bei ihm ein Seichel.
This music, reggae music, is tell you and tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide and Jah out. Bless out.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Ihr wird uns winken, Jerusalem,
Mir sollen dort goldein, mir willen besser sein in Russenland, mir wollen sich befreien, mir willen besser sein in Russenland, mir wollen sich befreien. Oh, you foolish little Zionist, with your utopian mentality, you better go down to the factory and learn the workers' reality. You better go down to the factory and learn the workers' reality. You want to take us to Jerusalem so we can die as a nation. We'd rather stay in the diaspora and fight for our liberation. We'd rather stay in the diaspora and fight for our liberation. Sell my things to buy a piece of cloth and some strings. Make it white with the long tail so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye. If I must die, you must live to tell my story. Sell my things to buy a piece of cloth and some strings. Make it white with a long tail so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye. If I must die, you must live to tell my story, sell my things to buy a piece of cloth and some
seize the kite, my kite. You made flying up above and thinks for a moment an angel is there, bringing back love. If I must die, let it bring hope. Let it be a tale.
Let it be a tale.
If I must die, I must die.
This is Mixotroph here on CITR. Those last two tracks by Exiliahu. The first one you heard was called Oi, You Foolish Little Zionists. And following that was If I Must Die. Do you have anything you want to tell us about these tracks?
Yeah, the first one, Oy Narashetsi Anisin, is the Yiddish of it. It was a Bundist anthem, I suppose you could say. It was translated by Daniel Kahn, who's an amazing, amazing klezmer, a Jewish musician. That's really influenced me deeply and brought me sort of into this world of Yiddish, of yeah. Yiddishkeit, of Yiddishness. And yeah, it's an amazing song. I think the lyrics kind of speak for themselves. The second one, If I Must Die, of course, is a poem by the Palestinian poet Rafat Al-Arir, who was martyred, who was killed in the early days of the ongoing genocide in an Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza, December 6th, 2023. Hashem Yekom Damam, and may his memory be a revolution. I don't have anything to say. I think the lyrics speak for themselves. Yeah. You know, he wrote this poem, I believe, shortly before he was murdered. And these words have reverberated through the world.
Yeah, I think I've heard different folks kind of reinterpret that through music, carrying these words forwards and to bring life to these words. Because, you know, every time they're spoken, they're heard. It brings us closer to what these people are experiencing, what's still going on right now. Well, I would like to, first of all, just express like how impressive that you did this on just a simple phone app, this entire arrangement production of this album. It was, so this is just an app called looping
Loopy app. I think half of it's on the free version, which is Loopy HD, and then the other half was done when I upgraded to the $20 version called Loopy Pro or something. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's the first thing I ever started writing music on, and it's just kind of what stuck. I think of it like sort of an eight track. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah. All it has, all I use on it at least, is volume and panning. So that's the mixing that you're hearing, is just turning volume up or down and then panning things from left to right.
Wow. Yeah pretty straightforward. So just goes to show you don't need a lot.
No, please start making stuff.
Great music.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the klezmer music that's kind of become a part of your life over the last couple of years or so.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about like klezmer music and its importance to Judaism?
Yeah.
And like I remember we had a conversation about like the kind of the sounds of the clarinet, because you know, they kind of imitating crying and laughing. So I think, is there something you can kind of talk about what it means to you, this lineage?
Yeah, this imitation of weeping, which is kind of a mainstay of klezmer music, is called krechts. And it's the break in the voice that's crying out. I don't know much about klezmer music other than ingesting it and enjoying it.
I
think my basic impression is that like it's carnival music, a very sad and horrific carnival that's sometimes pretending like it's not being engulfed by flames. And I don't know. It's so emotional. I just weep every time the first note, you know, every time I've seen klezmer music. So I don't have words for it, really, honestly. It's a devastating music to me. And every time I hear it, I think I can't believe that there are people that survived genocide to be able to play this. Like, I can't believe we're alive to play this music and hear this music and dance to this music.
Yeah. Because this was kind of music that was developed by so many different diasporic communities of Jews in Eastern Europe. Like, you can hear kind of in klezmer music its influence from different kind of traditions from Eastern Europe, but also everywhere, right?
Everywhere, yeah. Much like the language Yiddish, it's like a snowball, a cultural snowball, and it's picking up and leaving things everywhere it goes.
So the next... we're going to have time to play a couple more tracks from this beautiful album, Why Have You Stolen the Blue and White Colors from Our Honest Sky, available on Bandcamp, and it's for charity. Please, please, please go support this album if you have the means. I know it's a crisis right now, but it's, you know, a crisis, like an unimagined, unfathomable distress that these folks that you know, folks here in our community are dealing with. So please.
Yeah, I want to stress like how not distant the Holy Land is. It's right here. Like this album is, you know, 100% of the donations are going directly to my friends from Gaza that are living now in Vancouver, fundraising very urgently, obviously, to evacuate their families. These are our friends and our this is our community, you know.
It's I think it's becoming more like apparent how like we can't be separate from it. It's like this collapse of the world as we know it. It just becomes more obvious how close to home it is. So we're gonna play a couple more.
This next one, it's called "But We Made the Desert Bloom." And it's dedicated to the 800,000 ancient olive trees that were uprooted by Israeli bulldozers since the beginning of the founding of the State of Israel, since 1948. You know, the olive tree, when I think of Palestine, when I think of Palestinians, I think of the olive. Obviously a cultural staple and a symbol of resistance and peace. And you know, if I was the State of Israel, that's the first thing I would go for also, you know, to uproot these ancient olive trees. And what they did is plant pine trees on top of them.
Doing terribly, right?
They grow quite quickly,
And you can even see, like, satellite images of, like, these forest natural, so-called natural parks that are built on, you know, Palestinian graves. So, yeah, this one is called "But We Made the Desert Bloom." You just heard Lo Yisagoi. Before that was But We Made the Desert Bloom by Exiliahu. Do you want to say something about the lyrics of the last track or about either of these?
With Lo Yisagoi, it's kind of like I feel like a one-hit wonder. I feel like this is the most relevant thing for you know a Jewish artist that's against genocide to be screaming. So I haven't been able to stop screaming it, and we haven't been able to stop screaming it. Lo yisagoy el goy cherev, lo yilmedu od milchama, and it comes from Torah, and it says a nation shall not raise a sword against another nation. And it says, you shall unlearn these ways of war. So in plain English, that means a permanent two-way arms embargo. Mm-hmm. Permanent ceasefire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played that live, and in a crowd of people that I didn't No, and these two old people came up to me and accused me of singing in Arabic, accused me of speaking in Arabic. And so...
yeah, that's
yeah
insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share about who this album is dedicated to?
Yeah, I dedicated this album to the list of, I think, 800 or 900 names of babies that were not allowed to live past to their first birthday, to the children in Gaza that were killed before they could turn one by the Israeli regime, by missile, by direct sniper hit. There's nothing to say, and yeah, all I can say is befreit Palestine, may Palestine be free.
Yeah, I want to take just a moment that we can be in silence before hearing the last track of this album, a moment of mourning and for prayer for peace.
Enjoy.
B'Shem Hashem L'Shechina Bismillah Rahman Rahim.
It's an old rusty key, but it still fits. Into
that was Teshuvah, Keys of Return, by Exiliahu, the last track on his new album, Why Have You Stolen the Blue and White Colors from Our Honest Sky. I would really encourage folks listening to support the album. It's on Bandcamp. Just look up Exiliahu, Exiliahu. It's going to raise funds for evacuating our families in Gaza. And yeah, I think that's everything I want to say. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I think I just want to say Nishkein Tzedek, Nishkein Sholem, no justice, no peace. And again, Befreit Palestine, may Palestine be free. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. This was a beautiful time and moment of sharing this music that needs to be heard. We're in this time of really intense, deep chaos. And I think a lot of us are just have to dissociate from it. Mm-hmm. Like, I really admire the way you've just been able to stay with this this mourning and this grief and produce this beautiful work of music. But yeah, that's gonna be it from me. The show has been Mixotroph. This is not my usual schedule. It's usually from 5 to 6 on Thursdays, bi-weekly. So if you're interested in world music and what I'm sharing with local artists and different traditions, you can catch me there. And until next time, thank you.